شكرا.
Thank you, Mr. President. We'd like to express our congratulations for presiding over this 21st meeting of the member states to the Convention of Anti-Personnel Mines. And we thank Germany and all of its efforts and the ISU. We align ourselves with the statement of Nigeria on behalf of the African countries parties to the convention. The convention is an example of the cooperation between international organizations and the civil society. It shows the collective awareness and determination to end the suffering caused by anti-personnel mines and to reach a world that is free of this scourge. Algeria has suffered because of anti-personnel mines. Therefore, it exerts efforts and helps the international community in its quest to achieve the noble goals of the convention. We also take pride in the African efforts to reach an Africa that is free of anti-personnel mines. And this was the focus of the African Regional Forum organized by Algeria last May. It is noteworthy that the African Union has had a great role in achieving these goals, and it has contributed to clearing the world from anti-personnel mines. Our unwavering commitment to ending suffering and ending casualties is manifested in the Security Council of the African Union in this regard. Our work in this meeting is more important than ever as we prepare for a new action plan in preparation for the fifth review conference of the convention to be held next year in Cambodia. We look forward to coming out with the fifth review conference with tangible goals and plans on the destruction of stockpiles and clearing of mined areas and victim assistance and strengthening international cooperation and assistance and achieving the universalization of the convention, which would reinforce our collective efforts aimed at clearing the world of anti-personnel mines. Mr. President, Algeria has honored its obligations and cleared its territory from anti-personnel mines in 2016. It has exerted lots of efforts at the national level since independence, and it has harnessed all its financial and human resources for that purpose. We also assist and cater for the victims of landmines in all aspects, including healthcare, the psychological care and social inclusion and integration. We also attach great importance and have attached great importance over the past years to reintegration in order to enable victims to benefit even from cosmetic surgeries. The Algeria, in its national capacity and through its presidency of this committee in 2024, will continue to consolidate this main pillar of the convention, and it will also do so in the upcoming review conference in pursuant to its spirit of cooperation that we have had with this convention. We are ready to cooperate with the international community to reach a world free of anti-personnel mines and to avoid any further suffering. Mr. President, more than a quarter of a century has passed since the inception of this convention. Therefore, the international community needs to marshal more efforts in order to guarantee the universalization of this convention and to translate its letter into action, and the letter also of the Oslo plan of 2019 into action, and to guarantee the commitment and to this convention. And we condemn any violation of the convention under any pretexts whatsoever. Anti-personnel mines And ending these mines is the only way to rid the world of this scourge and to overcome the humanitarian and economic challenges that we have. Mr. President, we were inspired by the sincere words that we heard in the beginning of this session. We've heard the voice of young people who reminded us of the importance of mobilization of efforts and to spare upcoming generations from the scourge of these landmines. In conclusion, I'd like to extend my thanks and gratitude to the Implementation Support Unit. We appreciate their efforts and their support of the activities executed in the framework of the implementation of the convention. Thank you.